Hello and welcome to a yoga nidra practice for alignment. So let's get started by anatomically, physically becoming aligned. Grabbing all your props and cozy and getting as comfortable as possible. You can lie down with a bolster or pillow under the knees, maybe something under your head today, some extra support there. A blanket, of course, always a nice touch to keep you good and warm as the body can cool down when you enter a state of deep relaxation. And in today's session, there will be short periods of silence. These quiet little pause pockets, we'll call them, are there for you to have your own experience and just let go, surrender fully into the practice and what wants to come up or maybe out in this space. And although, yes, yoga nidra means yogic sleep, as I'm sure a lot of you, most of you, all of you know, we don't actually, or we don't fully, that's the word, we don't fully go to sleep, right? Even if you're off snoring, you don't consciously remember anything that I've said. In this space, we surf, right? Picture yourself on a surfboard, even if you've never surfed. You kind of have with these practices because we surf that interface between waking and sleeping. That is the hypnagogic state, the in-between. Of course, as always, if you fall asleep, or maybe today you'll feel like you drift in and out, right? Maybe you hear every word and every elongated S that comes out of my mouth. All of that is perfect. It's fine. It's part of your process, your practice today. And clearly, exactly what you need here and now. If at any point you become uncomfortable in your body's position, maybe a prop or there's an itch, you really feel like you have to move, check in with yourself. And then of course, go ahead and move mindfully, but knowing, remembering that sometimes the urge to move might actually be your resistance to going deep. So observe the urge to move and when it happens and how you're feeling in that moment. And just make sure you really do need to move. Capiche? Always, if anything in our sessions makes you feel uncomfortable, if you want to pause, all you need to do to come out of that surfing the interface, the hypnagogic state, if you feel like you're quite deep, right? All you have to do is move your fingers and your toes. You can open your eyes. Even taking a huge deep breath will help you come out of that nidra state, that surfing state, right? So lay your body down, legs are hip-width distance apart, arms are out long and wide. Pull the shoulders down, tuck shoulder blades in and down. The palms can be up, down, or facing inward, maybe on the body. A little tuck of the chin, a scoop of the pelvis. Find length and space in your body. The fingers curl, the toes flop open. You can close down the eyes when you're ready. Find alignment in your physical body. Before we dive deeper to find alignment a little deeper in the mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic body, what could you do to be even 2.9% more comfortable? Pausing this recording if you need to really feather your nest to support that physical alignment. Take a long, slow, smooth, deep balloon belly breath in. And through the mouth, a big cleansing sigh. Let something go. Two more in through the nose, down to pelvic floor. Flare the ribs, expand the chest. Drink the breath up past the top of your head. And through the mouth, deflate, empty out, let go. One more big belly breath in. Huge sigh, let it go. And now that you are as comfortable as you can be, are you? Now that you are as comfortable as you can be, take a moment to arrive right here into this ever so sacred space that you heard me, that you have carved out and created for yourself. Arrive in this sacred space you have created for yourself. Take up space. And with your eyes closed, but the eyelids relaxed, I'd like you to start to notice what is around you, staying external for a short while. Feel the surface beneath you. Is it warm, soft, cushiony, rubbery, dense? Are there different landscapes, different heights underneath of you? Feel the weight of the blanket and or the clothing placed over your body. The textures, how cozy it makes you feel. And listen to any sounds around you from wherever you are in your home. Outside, inside, what do you hear? Notice the temperature of the air on your skin, on your face, maybe your hand. Is it warm in the room that you're in? Is it a bit cooler or more neutral? What about outside of this room or building? What's the weather like outside? Comparing the weather within and without. And start to connect to the sensations of the space around you. As you breathe in, could you imagine that that inhale travels from your feet all the way up the front body? The breath pauses just for a moment above your head before falling back down along your spine, back of the body back to the feet, where it lingers before the next inhale begins. So inhale, the breath rises up the front. There's a pause. Exhale down the back. Another pause. Breathing in again. And could you sense, breathing in this way still, the four seasons in this breath pattern? Inhale, spring, rising up, the front of the body springing up. There's a pause while summer ripens overhead. Exhale, fall, descends down, falls down along the spine, where winter pools underneath of the feet, before the next inhale brings the season of spring once again. Breathing in this way. On the inhale, spring rises up the front body. Pause while summer ripens overhead. Exhale, fall descends down along the spine. And winter drifts below the soles of your feet. Before the next inhale brings spring once again. Beautiful work. Now you can come back to your own natural rhythm of breath. However that is feeling, looking, flowing for you today. Body simply breathing. Now I want you to imagine yourself standing by a body of water. Maybe it's a lake, maybe you're on a beach, or it's a pond, any body of water that you choose. Create an image of this space in your mind's eye. Maybe you hear the water gently lapping against the shore, the sand. Feel the sand or the soil beneath your toes. Maybe there's a warm glow of sunshine, of fresh air on your face. And allow yourself to smile, letting the feeling that a smile gives you wash over you from your mouth through your face, down the neck, infusing the whole body down to finger and toe tips, the largest inner smile that you can feel. That inner smile washing over you, just like the sunshine you're standing beneath. In this moment, in this safe, warm space by the water, you are standing in the very center of your life. You are standing in the center of your own circumstances, perfectly aligned with all aspects of your life. Opportunity, love, health and prosperity are all ahead of you. And the challenges, the lessons, the heartbreaks, every step that has brought you to this moment are all behind you. You are standing at the center of your own circumstances, perfectly aligned with all aspects of your life. And from here, based on where you have been and where you are destined to go, create your Sankalpa, your I am. I am resilient. I am prosperous. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am love. I am strong. I am brave. I can and I will. Create your Sankalpa based on where you've been, what you've learned, and where you're ready and destined to go. Repeating it with faith, with feeling, here at the very center of your life, 3 times. Now entering into a phase of rotating awareness around the body. When you hear me name a part of the body, just hold your awareness there. Beginning at the point between the eyebrows, perhaps a point of light between the eyebrows. The hollow at the base of the throat, the right shoulder, the right elbow, the right wrist, right thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger, right wrist, elbow, shoulder, hollow at the base of the throat. Now the left shoulder, point of light. The left elbow, left wrist, left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. The left wrist, elbow, shoulder, hollow at the base of the throat. The center of the breastbone, inside of the left breastbone, inside of the right breastbone. The entire chest as one. The upper abdomen, navel, center of pelvic floor, the right hip, right knee, right ankle, heel, sole of foot, top of foot, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, right ankle, right knee, right hip, center of pelvic floor, the left hip, left knee, left ankle, heel, sole of foot, top of foot, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, left little toe, left ankle, left knee, left hip, center of pelvic floor, navel, upper abdomen, breastbone, hollow at the base of the throat. Light of awareness to the eyebrow center. Eyebrow center. Now the whole body. The whole body. Your whole body resting. Now I invite you to take yourself back to standing at the edge of that beautiful, peaceful body of water, feeling the sand or the soil beneath your toes, the sun, the fresh air on your skin. Let this landscape wash over your mind. You stand here in the center of your own life. You stand here in the center of your own circumstances, perfectly aligned with all aspects of your life. Opportunity, growth, love, health, prosperity are all ahead of you. And the challenges, the hard, heavy times, the lessons, the growth, the pain that has brought you here, it's all behind you now. Knowing where you have been and feeling into where you are already destined to go, and the joy of being in this moment, in the center of it all. Repeat your Sankalpa 3 more times. And allow the image of the water to ebb away, dissolve into the distance, beginning a slow and very gentle return, slowly starting to make your way back here, feeling your body, sensing your body in this room, and listen to the sound around you. You could gently begin to move your hands and your feet, take some deeper inhalation, maybe stretch your arms overhead, draw your knees up into your chest, rock side to side, maybe eventually rolling over to one side, remaining on back, rolling to side, flipping to your belly, or rising to a seat. Pausing here, eyes closed, heart open. It's here that we close our practice and continue to open our heart to right here and right now. With my hands at my heart center, I bow to you. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, dear friend.